This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, October 23rd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and Monday night, the time is right for trivia. Monday night trivia, 3 big hours, and emphasis on Monday night. If it's Friday night, enjoy the replay. It's not live. Do not call. But if it is Monday night, well, have I got stuff for you, including a straggler, including bumper stumpers, all of which have a common and, to me at least, obvious theme. We'll see how you feel about it. And if you don't know the straggler question, and if you don't recognize any of the bumpers, that's perfectly fine because you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. Well, whatever you are a quasi-expert in, well, that's what I want to discuss, and we will. So, before we get to John and charts from 1965 and Barry and advertising, we will go over the straggler. You've had a week to think about it. The average American does this 111 times a year, while the average Japanese resident does it only 46 times a year. That's less than anywhere else. Chinese residents, on the other hand, do it more frequently, 132 times a year, which is more than all but two countries. So, what are these people doing? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So, with that in mind, we will talk with John in Chicago Heights. How's it going, John?
How are you and me?
I can't complain. So you want to do charts, huh?
Yeah, we're in probably 60, 65 at the time.
Okay, 1965. This week in 1965 or any week of your choosing?
That's fine.
All right. This week in 1965 would be October the 23rd, 1965. All right, here we go. Number one, Yesterday.
The Beatles.
Yep. Number two, Treat Her Right.
Treat Her Right.
I know
you. I'm not sure who did Treat Her Right.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, that was Roy Head. Okay.
Okay.
Number three, A Lover's Concerto.
The Toys.
Yep, The Toys is right. Number four, Get Off of My Cloud.
The Rolling Stones.
Number five, Keep On Dancing.
The Gentrys.
Yes. Number six, Hang On Sloopy.
The McCoys.
Number seven, Just a Little Bit Better.
Herman Terman.
Yes. Number eight, Everybody Loves a Clown.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number nine, Positively 4th Street.
Bob Dylan.
And number 10, You're the One.
The Vogues.
90%. Very good, John. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. So now let's put John on hold and not lose him. All right, I'm learning. It takes a while. Oh, I see. Ruth wants lyrics, too. She wants it from a song with an autumn theme, and I can do that. All right, so, but first, Barry in New Hampshire wants advertising. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
All right.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go for the gusto.
No, it's a beer commercial.
Yes, it is. Absolutely right. It is beer.
Okay. Michelob.
Oh, Schlitz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love the slogan because it so did not represent the product from what everybody says. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593. Again, we have our question, and let me review that. And then we've got Ruth, who wants lyrics from an autumn song, and I've got them right here. Yeah. All right. So our straggler, the average American resident does this 111 times a year, while the average Japanese resident only does it 46 times a year, which is less than anywhere else. Chinese residents, on the other hand, do it more frequently, 132 times a year, which is more than all but two countries. What are they doing? All right, 888-876-5593. And we're going to get to some lyrics here with Ruth and Gurney. How's it going, Ruth?
Hi, Mrs. James. Good evening. I have not been out in 5 months.
Oh, my.
And on last Wednesday, it was 3 months that I had not been out, and I was just amazed at the array of the autumn glory. The trees were all in color at one time. It was like flags unfurling in the wind. It was so vibrant and so incredible and warm on top of that. What a day to get out and get on that disability bus 6 times on and off and get to places and see that weather and that autumn scenery. That's when I had that idea. Now, I know you know what you're doing, but I'm not too sure I'm going to get the song that you pick. But I decided that I would do it just in honor of that incredible Midwest autumn day.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you the first 4 lines of the song. And it's it's a male vocal. He had a lot of hits in the 60s. All right. In the spring of my life, she came to me. She brought sunshine where winter winds had blown. And then I took her for my wife in the spring of my life, and she brought me joy I'd never known.
What happened to autumn? You went to the spring?
Well, no, you see...
In the winter. Okay.
Yeah, see, we got to do the whole song. See, after that, it's, and the years went by in the spring of my life, and in the summer she blessed me with a child. Love continued to grow in the summer of my life, and every morning in the sun I saw her smile. But in the autumn of my years, I noticed the tears, and I knew our life was in the past. Though I tried to pretend, I knew it was the end, for the autumn of my life had come at last.
Wow. Well, first of all, the 1960s, the music, I didn't think it was all that qualified, and I wasn't listening very much because I had 3 jobs after high school. I thought it might be Frank Sinatra, but those lyrics don't match to anything I know of.
Let me let you hear a little of the guy. And like I say, definitely, it's not a Frank Sinatra type. He was a pure 60s artist, but certainly had a number of hits. So here's what he sounded like singing just that.
In the spring of my life, she came to me. She brought sunshine when the winds had blown. Then I took her for my wife in the spring of my life, and she brought me a joy I never know.
And it goes downhill from there as he gets to the autumn years. So, does it sound familiar? The guy had 37 chart records on the pop charts.
Is a name that I'm just going to throw out there. However, I would like to request Nat King Cole, Autumn Leaves, Louis Armstrong, Autumn in New York. That's where Libby and George Armstrong Custer are buried, New York. And all those soulmate songs that you have in R&B and doo-wop, I'm requesting those. And I'm going to go with this name, Glenn Campbell.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Oh, you're right. You're so right. I was close. I kind of recognized the voice.
Oh, yeah.
Honey
was number one for... Honey was number one for 5 weeks, so I figured the voice was a little recognizable.
I said the word, what about honey?
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's what that song reminded me of. Well, I have to tell you, have a blessed day. I think it's absolutely great that the weather was so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Then I've got the and also Aaron Nevins for his When the Red Leaves Are Falling.
Okay.
He's got the doo-wop Bells of St. Mary's. That's what's in there, the secret of the bells, and When the Red Leaves Are Falling.
Okay.
So I got a third request there. So thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Yep. Appreciate it.
All right,
bye good bye. Deal. So, yeah, in fact, Autumn of My Life was the follow-up to Honey. Honey had been number one for 5 weeks, and then United Artists put Autumn of My Life right after that. It was a hit, and that was followed by The Straight Life, the Sonny Curtis song, which I thought was a great little song, but it only got to number 36. Oh, well. But Autumn of My Life was a top 20 record. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we're going to do movies from 1930s with Lisa coming up on WGN Radio.
I see your one picture the day of the game. I was trying to catch looking my way. Then came the one round. You dressed all in blue. They introduced me to you. I was just dance number two.
I'm Raleigh James. 1958 on Decca, Who Are They? I think it's a little early for the theme to be apparent, but keep this one in mind, and maybe you know what a fine doo-wop song. I know Scotty loved it. So, Who Are They? 888-876-5593. 888-88-RALEIGH. All right, so Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
It had its ups and downs. We'll just say that. But the good news was I did hear from Bruce a few times, and he is at home.
Yes, I saw. Yeah. I was going to thank you for posting that.
Oh, yeah.
That was really, I kept checking back to see.
Yeah, no, and I hopefully we'll hear from him this week because he sounded great. So hopefully all is totally on the mend.
Good.
So now we have 1930s movies. I've got a question from 1930 and one from 1939. Which do you prefer?
Well, let's try the 39.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, we'll switch.
Inspired very loosely by a Rudyard Kipling poem, what RKO production featured Sam Jaffe in the title role? The film's real stars, though, were Cary Grant, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., and Victor McLaughlin, whoever that is.
Oh, you know him. He's, well, maybe you don't. Sam Jaffe.
In the title role, RKO Production. And it was a Rudyard Kipling poem.
Uh-huh. God, I can almost picture it.
Yeah, in fact, it's such a well-known line in a Rudyard Kipling poem.
Yeah, it's
though I belted you and flayed you by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am.
No. I want to say Bomb of the Chunko Boy, but I know that's not it.
No, that would not be in a Rudyard
Kipling
poem.
That's like a Tarzan movie.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, Rudyard did not mention Tarzan, so I don't know.
He didn't do anything with Tarzan, did he?
No Tarzan.
Gosh, I don't think I'm going to know this one.
You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
Gunga Din, oh my God. Yes. I should have known that from Cary Grant.
Yeah, and that was the closing line of both Kipling's poem and the film.
Oh, man. Oh, and the other one you had was from the year 1930?
Yes.
Just ask me that for kicks. I won't take a prize if I get it right, but I'm just curious.
Well, you can have a prize if you get it right. It's just always questions are a premium, but here we go. John Wayne's first starring role came in 1930. What was the movie?
Oh.
First starring role.
Stagecoach?
No, it's about settlers in the earliest days of the Oregon Trail. John Wayne.
Not Angel. It's not Angel and the Bad Man, is it?
No. John Wayne portrays Brick Coleman, a trapper who seeks to avenge the death of his friend. And this movie was selected for preservation in the National Film Registry in 2006, for whatever that's worth.
Well, I'm happy I didn't know this one either then, but I don't know this one either.
That would
give me a hint.
Well, I already mentioned one of the words in the title in my description.
Oh. Give me the description again.
It's about the settlers in the earliest days of the Oregon Trail. John Wayne portrays...
Oh, the Oregon Trail. That's the key, right?
Well, it might be.
Was there a movie just called The Oregon Trail?
No, but there was one called The Big Trail.
Oh, geez.
And it was John Wayne's first starring role. How soon we forget.
I guess.
Well, there's always next week. I'll have plenty more questions. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right,
bye.
So 888-876-5593. You'll hear another bumper stumper in a moment. Maybe then the theme will start becoming apparent. Probably not. I'm dreaming, of course. We have the question I've thrown out. I'll review it again. And, of course, you can have your own category as we prove continually right here on WGN Radio.
Done made my baby forget about me.
She's gone and she won't be back.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there you have it. Your second bumper stumper, 1965 on Constellation. Who is he? All right, 888-876-5593. It's Monday Night Trivia, which is great if it's Monday night. And it is right now, October 23rd, Monday. And that means trundle over your phone and call. Because if you don't know my bumpers, and if you don't know my straggler question, you can have your own category. And we've been proving that all night and we'll continue to do so. Okay, now about that straggler question. The average American resident does this 111 times a year. Well, the average Japanese resident only does it 46 times a year, less than anywhere else in the world. Chinese residents, on the other hand, do it more frequently, 132 times a year on average, more than all but two countries. What are they doing? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So I've given you all your options, but the deal with trivia is you got to call. You know, it's funny. There are times when you can't get in here to save your soul. You keep hitting redial and it's just busy. There are other times when it is the shifting, whispering sands. Currently, the latter applies. Call 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Certainly, there's something you know something about. All right, now looking at the weeks ahead, tomorrow night we'll be on right after Blackhawks hockey, which is around 11 o'clock Central Time. Then the week after that, Monday, October 30th, we probably won't be on until about 12:30. And then on Halloween, we are off entirely because WGN Radio Theater Spooktacular with Carl Amari will take place. Now, the interesting confliction there is the world's worst hit records. The poll usually opens on Halloween because it's a night of horrors. But what I'm thinking here, and I told you you can do that by email on Halloween, but what I'm thinking is that since it will be a very short show on Monday, October 30th, half hour maximum, from what I can tell, then we can probably take some votes that'll count, early balloting, that'll count as well. So we'll plan on that. But as far as this week, tomorrow night is the only night which we have an interruption, and that interruption will only be, I think, only the first hour. After that, we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. As long as it's, of course, utterly meaningless. That's right. We prefer to stay away from anything that matters. All right. So Andrew wants soaps, and we can do that, and we will do that. But before we do, there are two things here. One, I had it right in front of me. Here it is. I have something to talk to you about. But before we do, Bruce from Elwood has called, so I can't wait to get all the details. So, Bruce, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing fairly good, Raleigh. Still kind of weak and everything, but they got this infection under control and sent me home, so.
Good. Good. Are you getting stronger by the day?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. And so what did they finally determine it was?
Some kind of E. coli in the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know exactly what it was.
And what did they give you for it?
I don't know, some long...
some antibiotics you can't pronounce, but so far you haven't keeled over. All right.
Yeah.
All right, good enough
definition. Big as a horse pill. But.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, swallow this. Well, at least you know you have no trouble swallowing. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So when do you next go back for a visit?
Really, they didn't give me any time to go back.
They don't want to check your blood levels to make sure you're rid of this infection?
Nope.
Well, that's interesting. Well, if you have any belief whatsoever that you are backsliding or that things are not improving, you want to be proactive and go yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a, everything was so confusing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the first rehab place I went to is where I got the infection.
Oh, well, you know, I hate to say it, but I kind of predicted that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, and I won't go back there, and they said, you know, I'm good enough to just be at home, so
no,
that's
and that,
where I'd
that's
rather
great.
Be right now.
But you mentioned that the hospital in which you were has connections to the Shirley Ryan Abilities Lab, and that's as good as it gets anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and I talked to them about that, but they said I'm too high-functioning.
Okay.
They don't have a whole lot of space there for that.
That's probably like, like mostly like comprehensive stroke and things like that, or amputation, or you know, multiple amputation usually. I can see where they might refuse you, but if you ever have to again, just keep my words in mind. A single patient room only.
I will. Yeah. I will. I didn't know that day. I was just.
No, I understand that, and they don't tell you that. But no matter where, and that's for anybody listening, no matter what hospital, what facility, single patient room only, because hospital-borne infection is just so prevalent in semi-private rooms. But it sounds like you're going to be fine.
I think so. Just hanging in there for a while and getting my strength back.
Now, more to the point, that's the infection, but more to the point, what did they say about the surgery? Was it successful, or are they hopeful that it fixes the problem?
Yeah, no, I talked to the surgeon, and she said it fixed everything. I saw her just last day before I left, and she was very happy with it. And
good.
Everything seems to be doing good. Everything's healing up, so.
Good. Well,
that's what started it. This has been a month ordeal.
I know. And it would just be criminal if the surgery didn't fix it, but I'm so thrilled to hear it did. That's wonderful. All right.
I'm driving again and everything.
All right. So you're actually getting out and about?
Yep.
All right. Well, within the next week, I expect to hear about the exercise program.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple days off to relax and, get your strength back. But after that, I want to hear about the treadmill or the cycle or something.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good. I'm so glad to hear from you. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon, I hope. All right. So.
Okay. I wanted a question on World War II.
Oh, World War II. All right. Stay right where you are. There will be a World War II question just for you coming up. But right before we do that, let me mention you can find The Perfect Radio at ccradio.com. And I'm telling you, everything there has one thing in common. Bob Crane designed it, and he, like many of us who are ardent radio listeners, was just disgusted with the state of reception in radio's current compared to what it was back in the day. And when he started designing these years ago, he said, every radio that I come out with will have superior reception, and he's never let me down, period. So no matter what you choose, you're going to get great AM and great FM reception. Now, that said, there's so many things from which to choose. And right now, the Sea Crane Company will give you a 10% discount off your entire purchase for $50 or more. Doesn't matter what it is. So that's a wonderful thing. But let me mention the newest addition. I think I've told you about this last week. The CC Skywave SSB2 with single sideband. The ultimate companion and emergency radio. Easy to take with you. It's a great travel radio. It fits in the palm of your hand. Weighs only 8 ounces. Reception is excellent for its size. The audio is tremendous. And it gives you access to things your smartphone never will. Of course, it's got AM, FM, the weather band, weather alerts, and SSB, a single sideband. Now, the neat thing about that is you can hear hams from all over the world, but when real disaster strikes, you may hear it first on single sideband than anywhere else. It's a true radio lover's travel radio. So go to ccradio.com. Look at that. Look at everything else, too. ccradio.com. If you can't go online, well, I'll tell you what. They'll honor that 10% off your entire purchase of whatever you buy of $50 or more by phone. Call them. 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They've got terrific in-house customer service. They'll answer all your questions. ccradio.com, 800-522-8863. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Listen, whoa, you left me here with a tortured mind, when all I wanted was for you to be mine. And someday you will find that your love was quite like mine. Whoa.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And by the way, I'll take who it really is or what was on the label, which are two different things. Either way, 1962 on VJ. So what does that have in common with the first two songs we've played? And maybe you recognize one of them, and I think Marianne does. But we're with Bruce in Elwood right now. He wants a World War II trivia question, and I've got a multiple choice. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Which of these Central European cities did the Soviet Army take on April 13th, 1945? Prague, Budapest, Vienna, or Berlin?
Oh, Berlin.
No, Vienna.
Oh, Vienna. Oh.
Yes, Vienna. Yes, it was a big deal at the time, obviously, especially for Vienna, which was somewhat of a mess. So
yeah.
It was within days the provisional city government was constituted and a political party started to emerge out of nowhere, and the situation in the city in Vienna was far from encouraging. All right. Well,
okay, well,
what?
Thanks, and I'll try again next week.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So there you have it, Vienna. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, now. But the best prize of all and the real winner is that Bruce is doing well, and that's wonderful news. Marianne in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing tonight?
All right, what'd you hear, you know?
Oh, not too much. Not this last song you played, but the one before?
Yeah.
Sounded to me like Jerry Butler?
Nope.
Ooh, it sounded an awful lot like him. Okay.
Yep. All right. Good deal. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And let's see. We've got, we're going to do musicals with Leah. Of course we are. Johnny D wants hominins. Of course he does. Let's see. We've also got Andrew and a soaps. And let's see, 60s TV. So the problem is I don't have any of this in front of me, which is all right because I can usually quickly find something that will work. All right, so I've got one because I like the headlines. It says 95% of people cannot name these soap. Oh, wait a minute, it's from Screenshots. That's not going to help. I could hold that up to the microphone all day and no picture will form in front of you. So that's not going to do it. We'll find something else that will. All right. Great. Don't have the answers and the questions in different parts. Well, maybe we can. All right. No, we're not going to do Australian soap operas. I tell you what. All right. No, I have a feeling that entire quiz is from Australia. Either that or there's a lot of soap operas that I flat out never heard of. I don't think that's the case. All right. So let's see. Well, we're going to leave soap operas where they are right now. I think we can probably do a little more with TV trivia. We'll get back to you, Andrew. Don't go away. John in Covington, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
Well, I don't know. Trying to find soap opera questions is failing me at this moment in time, but other than that, I seem to be okay. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Everything's fine. Ready to answer the question.
Ready to answer the question, which means, of course, I have to find the question. All right, that's all right. I've got tons of papers here. Yes, I know. Right, exactly. I've got 7 pages of a hominins question, and none of which Johnny D will like. So let's find more 60s TV. Here we go. All right. And you'll get it. All right. Can you name the 70s sex symbol who made 2 appearances on I Dream of Jeannie in 1969? She later would be a star in a night television show, actually, and a best-selling poster girl. That should give it to you.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett?
Absolutely right.
All right.
She was in two episodes of I Dream of Jeannie. In both episodes, she plays the girlfriend of Major Nelson's friend, Roger.
Okay.
Right.
I remember her best from the Wella Balsam shampoo.
Yeah.
Guys, I was in high school when that was big.
Oh, you were perfect then. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, guys taped that Wella Balsam poster, just a page of her ad to the lockers.
Yes, I'm not the least bit surprised. She really was the it girl at the moment. Well, hang on, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
All right, so what are we going to do? All right, Johnny D and I are going to find hominins together. So firstly, Johnny D, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Wally?
Well, I'm here, and thanks for asking. Yeah, I seem to be sitting erect and somewhat alert, so I guess all's well. So we want hominins, and I know you earlier...
Now, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. Yeah. I had to read that in high school. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he... Gunga Din, wasn't he a little Indian boy that used to give water to soldiers or something?
Well, yeah, I guess. I didn't see the movie, but supposedly...
I haven't seen the movie either, but I remember reading that in, like, the 11th grade or something.
Right, right. Yeah, you lick the bloomin' boots of them. That, yeah, I know. It was really, really odd. And what I loved is people saying, is this based on a true story? Hell no, it's based on an 1890 poem. So, yeah, that's the deal. So,
what war was that? Wasn't it a war?
1939. So I think we're prior to war. Of course, as you well know, World War II was certainly beyond brewing. But it was an adventure film, and you know, like I say, Rudyard Kipling. But the it was in India, and
in India, that's a little Indian boy.
Right. They. I think contact had been lost with the outpost. There were telegraph messages because this was like 1880s, right? And so they sent the British Army to investigate, and that's how that was basically it. And they find the area where they expected to find people deserted and all that. And then hostile locals came in and they fought their way out. You know, that your basic movie. So. Yeah, so...
But, you know, in the poem, wasn't he a little Indian boy that used to go and give soldiers water or something like that?
Sounds good to me.
I forget, but... All right.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a topic of discussion for your audience. Who the heck was Gunga Din anyhow?
Well,
all right.
Well, right.
Go ahead with the hominin.
By the way, we could go ahead and read the whole story, but, yeah, because it's... I think it's from the... The point of view of...
I never seen the movie, Raleigh.
Right,
I don't
right.
even know
well,
about
it. The poem's from the point of view of a British soldier. And
right.
So the Gunga Din is the faithful water carrier.
That's what I'm saying. I remember that.
And he's ultimately shot and killed.
What?
He's ultimately shot and killed while carrying...
He was?
Yeah, yeah. So,
poor Gunga Din. He was a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
Well, there
I
you
remember
are.
That.
There you are. That's right. And so there you have it. So I don't know what to tell you other than the movie is probably right now on, you know, TCM Classics or one of those. All right. In 1964. I'm sorry, 1994. 1994. The remains of a hominin female known as Artie was found where?
Well, it was found... Do I get a multiple choice here or something? Wait a minute. Ain't there no... All right, the remains of Artie were found
Just give me a country.
Oh, it was found in... Kenya?
No, it's 46 kilometers from where Lucy was found.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, minutes. God darn it. Lucy, Ethiopia.
Yes, we have a winner.
All right.
So there we are.
I'll take it.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that's where we'll pick it up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody, somebody's in love with somebody I knew. Somebody's in love with somebody I know. Jackson with Jill, Jill's in love with Bill, Bill's in love with somebody I know. Al's in love with Val, Val's in love with Al, Al's in love with somebody I know. Dancing has started. I feel so downhearted. Although you don't know it, 'cause I'm too shy to show it. But I have chosen you. I can't get your eye, 'cause you're with another guy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, who has chosen you? All right, so who is it? 888-876-5593. 1958 on VJ. And what does he have in common with the other three that we played so far? With several more to come if the theme does not become apparent. Haven't had any real takers on my question. The average American resident does this 111 times a year, while the average Japanese resident does it only 46 times a year, which is less than anywhere else. Chinese residents, on the other hand, do it more frequently, 132 times a year, more than all but two countries in the world. What are they doing? 888-876-5593. So if you don't like my straggler and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category and it can be absolutely anything, and we're going to prove it with Andrew in Chicago and Soaps. How are you doing tonight, Andrew?
I'm doing pretty good. So for the big question,
are you on speakerphone?
I am.
Take yourself off it. All right, because okay. we there. All right, now we can hear you. Okay.
So for the big question, my answer is masturbate.
That's great. I love that. I think that's a wonderful answer. It's not accurate by any means, but it is truly a wonderful question.
Population control, not trying to have babies.
Makes all the sense in the world. In no way can I disagree with that at all. All right, and so.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of people were thinking that, but they didn't have the guts to say it.
Well, that's probably true, but I think it's a great answer, and I want you to think about it and call me back with another one.
Okay, and for the soap question, by the way, you do Australian.
Say what?
You're mentioning how on soap questions you have. You only sound like some Australian thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And
do you do that?
No, I wouldn't even know what they were as far as that goes. But I had this great question.
Shortland Street neighbors.
You know what's interesting about them? Most of them are outdoors, which I found interesting.
Well, I do know that. Used to, they had to do the exterior shots, especially the British ones, using film, 8mm film, and they would redub it in the studio.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, we're going to stay quickly with the United States of America on terra firma. And until the 1960s and 70s, all the soaps were filmed in New York City. But after that point in those decades, especially 60s and 70s, many of the shows started moving out to California for production. There was one big reason for the change of venues. What was it?
That's a good question. I would probably have to say either cost or videotape technology.
All right. Well, it's not cost, but
larger studios.
I think we're going to give it to you for videotape technology, because basically what it is for all of them, they went from live broadcasts to filming them.
well, taping, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly, to capturing them. Yes. And so that was why, 100%. And, of course, one of the benefits of that was two or three episodes could be filmed in one day.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, well, there wasn't a significant amount moving there. In fact, a friend of mine, you know, Janice Lynn, was an actress on YNR for the first 5 years, and she was saying to me that at TV City, they actually had to wait their turn. YNR,
mm-hmm.
Price is Right, Carol Burnett Show, All in the Family, they
right.
all had to wait their turn. They only had one videotape recorder.
Yeah, that's that's really interesting. Never liked television.
Well,
never liked that location. Never did like that location there on Fairfax Boulevard. Weren't enough many good places to eat.
but the New York based soaps, they what do you call it? I suppose that the idea. I from my understanding though that they didn't need to start moving production. Mm-hmm. In the 60s, 70s, because they were envisioning that would be the new hotspot, but it just didn't happen. Yeah, it does make sense. But I do know that a lot of people resisted moving to L.A. That they
oh, yeah.
That is the New York institution.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actors who weren't trying to go into movies who were content doing stage work.
Right, 100% right. There were a number of people who didn't want to leave New York City for a lot of reasons that I understand.
David Canary.
Yeah, well, that's right. He wouldn't work on anything that didn't allow him to be a 9-to-5er, basically.
Yeah, like the Manza, they kept wanting him to sign the long-term contract.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, it is. Yes, videotape, good enough. But yeah, it was because they could capture the capture it better. And you know, that's an interesting question. I should have asked Andrew this. Maybe next call he can let us know. And that is that. What was it about New York that they couldn't videotape it there? You know, were there other union restrictions in some way? Because I would think L.A. was pretty union restricted as well. So I don't know. But then again, maybe just venues. As far as, although what he says about Television City, venues weren't too great after all. 888-876-5593. We're coming back with musicals in World War II and Room for You Too. And no one's guessing on my straggler question, I think we got close there on our last call. Well, we'll find out from you coming up on WGN Radio.
Do you love me? Why don't you say so?
We'll see.
Can I ever hope to
possibly
share my love with you?
Maybe we'll see possibly.
Do you need me?
I guess so.
Just now or forever?
I don't know.
Do you want me?
Could be.
To watch over you?
Guess so, don't know. Could be.
Will my darling?
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Talk about rogue backup singers. I'll tell you what. All right, 1964 on Constellation. This guy, by the way, co-wrote "Stay in My Corner," so he was actually someone of note. Who is he? All right, what does that have in common with everything else we played? 888-876-5593. 88-88. Raleigh. All right. So Leah is in Marcus Hook. Welcome back to WGN, Leah.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good. Doing
all right. Good. All right. Glad to hear it. So we're going to do musicals, although I think that last song might have damn well been a musical. But all right.
Yeah.
So here we go. This musical was set in Paris, directed by Stanley Donen. starring Fred Astaire and Audrey Hepburn. Fred played a photographer. Audrey played a bookshop girl. What's the movie?
Oh, God. Oh, I can see it in my head.
Oh, yeah, this is one you know.
Oh, I can see it in my head. Oh.
And the songs were all by George and Ira Gershwin.
I can't come up with the name.
I wish I had a clue for you, but I have no idea.
Oh, I can see it in my head. You know, and when the Gunga Din thing was on, I was screaming at the phone, Gunga Din, Gunga Din. I knew that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always know everyone else's clues, but I don't.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I can see it. I'm playing the scenes in my head, and I can't. I'm not going to be able to come up with the name now.
Well, you'll be upset. You ready?
I know I will. Mm-hmm.
Funny Face.
Oh, Funny Face, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah. I'll try again next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
So, there you have it. 888-876-5593. 888-88-Raleigh. Oh, Mona Lisa Lanier is calling from Jackson, Tennessee. How are you, Mona Lisa?
I am great, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. So, what are we doing here?
Okay. The last time we spoke, I don't know why I did not talk to you about this, but I got to get the word out. But first, I'm going to take you back to when I was about 8 or 9.
Okay.
And I told my father, we were talking, I said, Daddy, I want to be a millionaire. And he said, you are a millionaire. And I said, well, where is it? I remember I was 8 or 9 years old.
I'm with you. Where is it, Dad?
Where is it? He said, Mona, you got your help. And I went, oh, that's nothing. Oh, and I got up and left the room. Yeah. Now let's fast forward to today.
Right.
And I hope every lady is listening to me. And I did not discuss this the last time. Please, ladies, get your mammogram.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer.
Oh, thank God it was stage 1.
I had to have chemotherapy. They gave me a lumpectomy.
Yeah.
And I had to have chemo. I had 4 rounds.
Oh, my God.
You know what that do to the hair.
Yes.
I lost my hair, and I had to do radiation.
Oh, geez.
Yes. And you know what? I encourage. Well, you ask, well, why me? Why not me?
Exactly.
I have a voice.
Yeah.
I did not miss 1 year of getting my mammogram. It's called early detection. Ladies, check your breath. Go and get your mammogram. I wish they would start checking it for girls at the age of 20 or 25.
Yeah, because it
happens.
This
thing is serious.
Yeah.
And we need to put a stop to it. So I'm telling you, every lady, get your mammogram.
All right.
It's very important.
Right.
Now, we fast forward to the day when my daddy told me that I had my help. Let me tell you, I'm not a millionaire. I am a billionaire.
Well, that's great.
I got my help.
That's great.
That's what's important.
That is, you know, it's so true. And when we're kids, we take it for granted. But you're right. It's worth millions and millions of dollars. And I'm so glad that all is well for you. That's great, Mona Lisa.
Yes, I'm doing good. That was 2 years ago.
All right.
I nearly lost my mind. I did. I said, why did this happen to me?
Like you
say, you know what?
Why not?
That's okay. They got to it in time.
Yes.
They said if I had missed 1 year, I would have been messed up.
Oh, man. That's great.
I saw my surgeon and my doctor. He said, if you didn't tell anybody, they would never know that you were a cancer patient.
Exactly.
So that's what's great. Money can't buy good health.
You're right.
And I hope this is reaching out to everybody. And men, you need to get your breast checked as well.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's take better care of ourselves. It's a lot of things we can do.
Yes.
Agreed. We can do.
Agreed.
So I'm so happy. I'm going on with my work and dancing. I have missed a beat.
That's great.
So we want to take care of our heart, our kidneys, our liver, our brains. We got to do it.
I agree.
So I want to get it out there to the world.
Well, you just did on Monday Night Trivia.
Yes.
All right.
So your show is no, this is the best show to put it out there.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yes. So you have a good night. Take care. And it's always so good to talk to you.
You too, Mona Lisa. Thanks for calling.
Love you more.
Okay. Take me care. Too. All right. So 888-876-5593. Stacy heard a bumper. She knows. All right, Stacy, what'd you hear? You know.
Hey, Raleigh. The last one kind of sounded like Lou Rawls.
Not close.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a guy who, like I say, was the co-writer of Stay in My Corner for the Dells. But he wasn't in the Dells.
Oh. Can I have another question?
Yeah, what category do you want?
Well, can I stick with that girl?
Yeah, absolutely. But hang on, I got to find one. Don't go away. Stay right where you
okay.
are.
Okay.
All right. So gotta look those up. So I admit I don't have a that girl category right in front of me, but easy to do. Now, on the other hand, I do have a World War II trivia category in front of me, and James from the South Side wanted that. So how's it going, James? Uh-oh. I hope I didn't hang up on Stacy. What did I do here? All right. Stacy is on hold. Is James here? No, I don't know. All right. Let's put James on hold again and see whether I screwed that up. All right. Nope, James is gone. All right, well, it happens. So, well, that'll cause me to regroup. I'm sure he'll call back, and I'll still have his World War II question for him. Franz, 1964 lyrics, got those. And Mark from Aurora, charts, 1969 this week, got them. And coming up is Stacy's That Girl Trivia, plus another bumper stumper from our category. And what else can I tell you? Our straggler. And, yeah, we were close but no cigar on one of those guesses, so you should be able to narrow it down. I hope you will, and then we will move on. But remember, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit. You know something about something, so call now, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Depend on. Ain't it true I'm good for you? And honey, if you want me to, I'll stand by you with lots of love and understanding. We'll have a lot of fun, yeah. Come on, baby, don't wait no longer. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now listen, then you say you want to find a place in the sun now, cause the hustle and bustle of life is getting you down. And at your side you need someone to love and share with you that you can depend on. Ain't it true I'm good for you? And honey, if you want me to,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who's that? 1968 on the BBS label. All right, so something in common with the last five we played before her. What is that? And our straggler, the average American resident does this 111 times a year, while the average Japanese resident only does it 46 times a year, which is less than anywhere else in the world. Chinese residents, on the other hand, do it more frequently, 132 times a year, more than all but two countries. What are they doing? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Stacy from Algonquin wants her That Girl Trivia, and I am here to please. All right, so Stacy, are you ready?
Yes.
What was the job in Brewster that Anne Marie left to seek her fame and fortune as an actress in New York City?
I believe she was a meter maid.
Absolutely. We have a winner.
Yay!
Yeah, you did it. You did it. You did it. So how's the search going for the place?
I think it's going to be Eastgate.
All right. And so how's the stuff going on your home being for sale?
Okay. Well, they've got to get. I have to be moved out, but I think it's going okay. As far as I know.
Okay, so they're not going to actively list it until you've moved out of there.
Well, it's listed, but they know that they have to give me time to.
Oh, right, and they'd have to give you notice if someone wanted to come look at it.
Right, because, you know, I've got to get my stuff
out. Of course. So, right, the closing date would be dependent upon you being out of there, of course. But in terms of a showing, has anybody come to look at it yet?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, you are a winner, so hang on. We'll confirm that address, even though we realize it may change before we mail out the prize. So you'll have to keep us posted on that.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
You take care.
All right. You too. All right. So that's right. Stacy is absolutely, absolutely right. Anne-Marie was a meter maid. All righty then. Mark is in Aurora, and we're going to get to him in a moment on charts, 1969. But Fran in Austin wants her lyrics, 1964. So, Fran, how is it going?
Oh, it's going all right.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. All right. So now, lyrics for you from 1964.
Right.
Girl, we can't change the places where we were born.
Dawn, go away.
Absolutely right. That's right. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Dawn, go away. I'm no good for you. She should have listened. Yep, she should have listened. All right, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thanks.
So, yes, absolutely right. When they tell you that, believe them. All right, so 888-876-5593. Mary is a first-time caller in River Forest. Welcome to WGN Radio, Mary.
Thanks, Raleigh.
So I was
wondering if your last bumper could it have been Patti LaBelle?
No, what a nice guess, though. Nope, it's not.
Okay.
It's a Chicago girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you think of something else, call me back and don't wait too long.
Okay,
right. Appreciate
so
it. Thanks, Mary. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, as for those charts, Mark in Aurora, how's it going, Mark?
Just fine.
All right. All righty. And we want 1960.
I won't go into it, but I'm in a situation where the staff of an agency are actually backing me up.
What? Wait.
It's involved, but they...
The death of an agency?
No, the staff of an agency.
Oh, the staff. I was going to say, wait a minute. How does that work? The staff.
I've been accused of something, and after hearing my side of the story, they are backing me up.
As well, they should. I don't even know what it's about. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good. So hopefully this will be over soon and you will be vindicated.
I feel good about that.
Excellent. All right. Well, I feel good about charts here. So let's do the week ending October 25th, 1969. Number one. I Can't Get Next to You.
Oh, the Temps.
Yep. Number two, Hot Time in the Summertime. Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Oh, Sly and the Family Stone, yeah. Sylvester.
Number three, Sugar. Oh, it gets worse than that.
Ron Dante and the Archies.
Yes, it is. Number four, Gene.
Oliver Schwafferts.
Yes, number five, Suspicious Minds.
Elvis Parsley.
Yes, that's true. Number six, Little Woman.
Oh, Bobby Sherman, the teen idol.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number seven, Wedding Bell Blues.
Oh, the true-to-life song about Billy and Marilyn, Fifth Dimension.
Yes, number eight, Baby, It's You.
Oh, Gail McCormick and Smith.
Yes, number nine.
And she ended up working at a department store in St. Louis.
Somehow that's appropriate. I've heard Baby It's You by Smith. Number nine, Tracy.
Oh, another Ron Dante, yeah. The Cufflinks.
That's right. And number 10, I'm Gonna Make You Mine.
I'm Gonna Make You Mine. Now, I know this song.
Yeah, let me get it out for you here so you can hear
Lou Christie.
Absolutely right. Lou Christie it is. All right, you got all 10. We'll see how far you go.
So,
number 11.
Okay.
Number 11, Something.
The Beatles.
Number 12, That's the Way Love Is.
I've forgotten.
Yeah, I know. You always bomb out on the R&B. It's Marvin Gaye.
Oh, of course it is. Duh.
Hang on. You're still a winner. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. And good
All
luck
right.
on that dispute. I hope it ends quickly. So, sometimes the details are just the worst. All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. And our World War II trivia is coming up in moments with James on the South Side. And then I believe we have Karen. I'm not sure about that. John needs to tell me what it says, and he will. But there's plenty of room for you. And remember, we've got a theme going. But even if you don't know the theme, I think you're going to know the next artist. I think it's an absolute gift. We'll see if I'm right, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, don't call. If it's Monday nights, we need you. 888-876-5593. If it's taking John a little time to get your call screened, his keyboard died, and batteries, don't you know. I couldn't convince him that they don't need them, so instead I threw him a pack of AA's, and he should be replacing as we speak, but be patient. Now, with that in mind, we're moving directly on to World War II. Yes, of course. Okay, probably good time for that. Could be World War III any day. So, James on the South Side, how's it going?
Oh, fine. My phone, not too long ago, decided to say, oh, this number has call restrictions that prevent the completion of your call.
Yes.
And I've had that happen a few times. Over the time that I've had this service.
They have a mind of their own, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. So, World War II.
How are you feeling?
Well, I really can't complain. Better than over the weekend, let's say that. All right.
Okay.
So, which German division defended Omaha Beach against the U.S. 29th Division?
76?
Nope. It was formed in November 1943. And it manned the defenses on Omaha Beach June 6, 1944, when the American Task Force struck.
And here was the thing. I know, like, in the longest day, the guy who kept calling saying, okay, those that you say they don't have, it was a major police cut. Mm. Now, okay, this division was made up of mostly Polish,
okay,
if I remember correctly.
And it has a number. So it has a number.
Okay. Okay, against the 29th Division at Omaha Beach,
yep,
which, of course, the 29th got kind of shot up, as I very shot up. And if remember, in the longest day, this is why I'm trying to, in my mind, so that I actually can think of the German division. With the officer on the beach, basically there was a play by Robert Mitchum. And oh goodness, I can think of it because this guy was actually World War II veteran. His Eddie Albert.
Let's forget about movies and get back to war. And this infantry division, like I say, formed in November 1943, manned the defenses at Omaha Beach, June 6, 1944, when the American Task Force struck. The 2nd SS Panzer Division mobilized quickly to defend the crossroads at Caen during the same operation. And the 6th False, I can't even pronounce this word, Regiment defended the crossroads at Carentan. All right, but what was the division?
The division that that defended Omaha Beach itself, 76 was further down. It defended another sector. This had to be the I'm drawing a little blank here on the number. I'm gonna say it's not the 21st.
Meanwhile, the 6th Fallschirmjäger Regiment defended the crossroads in Carentan from the 101st and 82nd. But who was it at Omaha Beach? I think you need to give up.
It was the 176th Division?
Nope, it's time to give up. It was a 352nd Infantry Division.
That would have been my last guess.
Yeah, right. 352nd Infantry.
Here was the problem. Hitler would never resupply his division. He kept creating new divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually, because I knew it was there, that division, but I kept thinking, oh, no, I can't the number. Okay, no, it's not the case.
No.
I know that, and I kept thinking, oh, I still got a guess on your trivia, which I have been thinking about a little bit.
Oh, good. So what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say morning showers.
Nope.
That's one of them.
Next.
Okay. I'm going to say.
Average American
exercises
does this
in the morning.
Nope. Next.
Okay, I'm going to say. Drinks coffee.
Nope, that's three. The average American does this 111 times a year, while the average Japanese does it only 46 times a year, less than anywhere else in the world. Chinese residents, on the other hand, do it more frequently, 132 times a year, which is more than all but two countries in the world. What are they doing?
Okay, I'm going to say they have sex in the morning.
All right, it has nothing to do with morning, but yes, it is. It's making love. Morning was never in this question. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, I don't know where you got the idea of morning, but you're absolutely right. The average American has sex 111 times a year. The average Japanese resident has sex 46 times a year. Chinese, on the other hand, do it 132 times a year, and that's more than all but two countries in the world. And France leads the world at 137 times a year, followed by Greece at 133 times a year. Hungary is just behind China at 131 times a year.
Yeah,
but of course,
although I kind of figured France would be where you think love.
Well, remember though, this is self-reporting, so it might be a question of who lies the most. But in any event, you're absolutely right. So hold on, don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So that's right. They don't have the bedroom police yet. All right, give them time, but not yet. We, however, have another full hour of trivia right here, coming up with a new question and bumper stumpers. And Karen from Chicago is going to start off next hour with her guess on a bumper stumper we played. I'll bet you she knows. Maybe you do, too. Another one coming up soon on WGN Radio.
Well, I've been looking for you, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And what does that have in common with everything else we played so far tonight? 1959 on Checker. Yeah, I like the percussion on that record a lot. So who is he? And them. Yeah, it's a guy and a group. So 888-876-5593. You need a new question? Well, let's stick with the numbers here. On average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day on average, 5.2. While a man on average does this 3.6 times a day. Does what? So women are doing it 5.2 times a day. Women are doing it 3.6 times a day. I don't know. Now I'm going to have to kind of monitor if I do it at all. I must, but you must too. But yeah, 5.2 for women, 3.6 for men. So if we're doing it this often every day, it must be something pretty common. What is it we're doing? All right. So we have Karen in Chicago with a bumper guess. All right, Karen, what do you think?
Boy, I almost got that last one. God bless James. He beat me to it. No, I think that was Chaka Khan.
No, there's no Chaka Khan.
Oh, that one female I thought was Chaka Khan.
Oh, Tomorrow May Never Come? Nope.
Okay, I was wrong.
That's all right.
Thanks for letting me have a try at
Absolutely.
It.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593. Tomorrow May Not Come, 1968. Not Chaka Khan. All right, so... And, you know, I'm trying to think if this woman did anything else, and not that I... She must have, but I don't know what. All right, so we've got Laura in Willowbrook. Welcome to WGN Radio. How are you, Laura?
I'm good. It's been a wild week, but I'll call another day and tell you about it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man. Can't wait to hear about that. All right.
Yes.
So we're...
I'd like to... Go ahead.
You want to do 70s television theme songs...
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, like, sitcom theme songs, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, there's so many of them, I don't know if I'll get it, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, I'm going to play you one, and you can tell me what show it's from. And I'll tell you, 1979, so the end of the decade. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
So who watched the show?
Okay, I don't. This is a far reach, but possibly Love American Style?
No, it's 1979, and the show was only on about a year. And Gary Marshall was one of the creators, actually. And this was written to by the guys who I think did Happy Days and some other stuff. And I think they did Laverne and Shirley and Wonder Woman also. But this, so it doesn't sound familiar, huh?
What's the name? No, I'm lost.
Angie.
Oh, and I've seen that show too. Oh, God.
Yeah, Angie Falco, the middle-class Italian gal who marries the wealthy Brad Benson.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I should have known that.
Yep, you should have, and I even gave you audio for it.
Thanks, Ollie.
All right, thanks for trying, I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so 888-876-5593, that would be 8888-Raleigh. And Jan is in Dallas. What's happening tonight, Jan?
Oh, nothing too much, but listening to you.
Oh, well, thanks. So what'd you hear, you know?
Look at a mirror.
Oh, that's interesting, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, it's Monday night, hence it's Monday Night Trivia, and that would be the 23rd of or the 24th, depending on where you are. But Monday the 23rd. And so if it's Friday, don't call. But if it's Monday, well, this is trivia, and we need your participation. I've thrown a question. I played tons of records, not one of which you've identified, which I think is some kind of a record. And some of these people are well-known, and some of them are, well, maybe nobody's listening. There's always that possibility. And some of them are, in fact, a little obscure, to say the least. We've got two more to go, and we'll see how you do on that. And, of course, you can have any category you want. You know something about something. I know you do. Or take my question. On average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man does it on average 3.6 times a day. Does what? All right, so that's the deal. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And again, tomorrow the show will start an hour late due to Blackhawks hockey. So figure we'll be on around 11 Central. And then the following week, all right, Monday night trivia on October 30th will actually be very abbreviated. I think we get a half hour of it or so. And then Tuesday, October 31st, you won't hear from me at all. And the reason that you won't hear from me is because it's wonderful. It's Carl Amari. You don't want to miss that. So that's right, WGN Radio Theater Spooktacular, Halloween Night with Carl Amari. And you're saying, what about the world's worst hit records? Well, the poll normally opens on a night of horrors, Halloween. But in this case, I guess, I was going to say you could do it by email, and you can. But I guess we'll open a little early. That's right, early voting. It works in politics, or maybe it doesn't work in politics. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of that. But they do it in politics anyway. So we'll have early voting on Monday, October 30th, since we'll only have a half-hour show. So that gives you a week from tonight to think about what you want to nominate this year or second of the world's worst hit records. That's all we ask, is they be hits. It can be any decade. It can be any genre, but it has to be a hit. All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny D is back. He thinks he knows a bumper. So, Johnny D, what'd you hear you know?
Well, a couple few back, Raleigh, and I'm thinking it sounded like to me. Could I just guess a group that it might be?
Yep.
Did you play any Impressions or Intruders?
Neither.
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 Well, then, it sounded like them to me.
Oh, well, that's all right. You see, one of the groups is well-known, and I thought that's where you were going, but you didn't.
Oh, then, let me take one more guess. Another well-known group is Tower of Power.
No Tower of Power.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, never mind.
Thanks for trying.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we will reconvene in moments with Jan and Grace Lake and you too right here on the final hour this week of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
When we were in school, I used to carry your books. I can't begin to tell you just how sweet you look. Now I've got to tell how I feel. 'Cause deep inside my love I can't conceal. I've got to have all of your love. I've got to have your sweet love. Ooh, I heard about you, so many sweet things about you, but I never thought you'd come my way. Yeah, but since you're here, I want you to stay my dear. And don't you ever go away, 'cause I've got to have. Society. I never dreamed that you could care about me. But darling, I'm so willing to accept your love. If you want me to be your boy, I want you to be my girl. I've got to have all of your love. I've got to have your sweet love. I need you, baby. You know I want you. I want to hold you.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. And we have another, I'd say 40 minutes of trivia tonight. Plenty of time to win. And the prizes aren't worth it. You're doing it for the fun of it, let's face it. Eventually, you get a certificate if you win, proving that you are a trivia. And something not worth the postage it takes to get it to you, like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something. All right, so you're doing it for fun. And by the way, it takes us forever to mail things. So expect it before Christmas, we hope. Last year, most of them were a few days after Christmas. But you get the idea. On average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man on average does it 3.6 times a day. Does what? All right. And then, of course, we played, I glossed right over it. We played our last bumper stumper, which 1966 on Constellation, male vocalist. We'll go back to 1960 for the next one, see how you do on that. All right. So Jan is in Grays Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi.
Hi.
I think the answer to the question is women wash their hands more than men.
That's interesting. That's probably true, but that's not it.
Oh, it's not it.
No, but that's nice of you to try, and I'm glad you called. Do it again.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so yes, I wish you would call 888-876-5593, and you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything, as we prove regularly. So let's see what we can tell you that might be of interest. Charlie Fox would be 90 today, as in Inez and Charlie Fox from Greensboro, North Carolina. Mock Ingberg. Yeah, absolutely. Ellie Greenwich would have been 83 today, born in Brooklyn, 1940. Died too young, 2009, a Manhattan heart attack. She was only 68 years old. Barbara Ann Hawkins of the Dixie Cups, Ico Ico and more, going to the chapel, is 80 today, born in 1943 in New Orleans. And she actually isn't living in Florida now. She and her sister moved to Florida after after Katrina. So that's the deal. I don't think any of the anyone else in the Dixie Cups is alive. I'm not sure. I know Joan moved to Texas and then died of congestive heart failure, so I don't know. Rosalie, yeah, born in 1946. Whoa, too young. So, all right, 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, we'll have another two bumper stumpers, and maybe you'll come up with the category. I don't know. We're not. I was kind of counting on you, but not. Otherwise, again, your category, anything you might know would be useful. But if you want my straggler, well, it's not a straggler, actually. Although, if you don't get it tonight, it will be a straggler. I'll tell you what. On average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man, on average, does it 3.6 times a day. What is it? All right. Pleased to say that we have Tommy, who is going to take a guess on our bumper theme. So, Tommy, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
This is awesome stuff.
Oh, glad you like it.
But the first one, you mentioned Decca.
Oh, yeah. And we have some Decca, some Constellation, some VJ, some Checker, some Wand, some Dilly, yeah, some Monkey. We got them all.
Monkey. I'm thinking they all related to Chicago?
Well, loosely they would be, but that's not the theme.
Okay. Well, I missed that one. I don't want to guess. Listen to me again because I won on that one.
What a great, great record. Yeah, the Esquires.
Yeah.
I was surprised nobody jumped at that. But and of course they were from Milwaukee. The Moorer family. And
they were from Milwaukee, huh?
Yes. Oh, yes. I think they were the best.
Get on up.
Yes, and get away. They were the best export Milwaukee ever had, as far as I'm concerned. they were. But no, they all do have a connection. And I guess you could argue it's a Chicago connection, but that might lead you down the wrong path. Though, in a way, that might be a clue. So if you think of something else, call me back.
Okay. The other one you played, The Big Question, I remember seeing that on a record label back in my day.
Yeah, 1964.
I never knew he had any connection with the Dales.
Tell you who it is, because no one's going to guess this, so I'll tell you. It was Bobby Miller, and it was 1964 on Constellation, and Bobby Miller was a co-writer. Because one of the things I tried to do when I picked these records was I tried to think of something mm-hmm. I could tell you about each of these artists. But most of them mm-hmm. are so damn obscure that it's like, I really have to reach.
Who would know him but Scotty?
Right, exactly. Exactly right. Right. But so it's sort of like, what else could I tell you about Bobby Miller? And he actually wrote several songs for the Dells, but the one that everybody, of course, would know was Stay in My Corner, but not only. He wrote several things on the There Is album. And There Is. Remember the Dells? There Is.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you have someone to love you.
Yeah, right. And
I thought that was him singing on that one.
Yeah.
The same voice almost.
So he did a number of that thing. But like I say, he co-wrote Stay in My Corner, which was pretty amazing. And that also gives you a clue that he's not young because, of course, the first time that was released was earlier. But he had some good stuff. He also
little doo-wop.
I'll tell you what else he wrote that I really liked. Bet You Never Thought on Gene Chandler record. Loved that. Bet You Never Thought. And
Bet You Never Thought that he wrote that by Gene Chandler. Huh?
Yes. Do you remember?
I gotta look that one up.
Do you remember Bet You Never Thought?
No.
Okay, well,
I remember a lot of Gene Chandler.
Oh, of course, of course.
Gene Chandler in concert once.
Oh, just the best.
Like six years old. Maybe.
Oh, well, I got to play you that. Let me find it, because it's one of my favorite Gene Chandlers by far. Let's see.
Yeah, sure I saw him sing Rainbow Live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a classic for him. But yeah, Bet You Never Thought. So let me play you a little of this, and you'll recognize it, I think, when you hear it.
That's your job. Thanks for answering my call.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you never thought that I would stick by you, girl.
You, girl.
But I never believed what they said about you, girl.
You, girl.
'Cause I'm a guy who thinks for himself. Won't be taken in. And I know that you're surprised. Bet you thought I'd walk away when they call you a bad girl.
So you remember it?
Got a little jazzy in there. I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite Gene Chandler's. Bet You Never Thought.
Okay. You always got them.
All right. Well, I try. Great to hear from you. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you so much. Have
All
a great
right.
night.
You too.
John and Alan.
All right. So we will check out the news and hopefully then check out you right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I'm in love.
heaven with me. We can share perfect harmony right in the land of love. I'll enjoy all the wonders of this great world, 'cause I'm seeing them with you, the girl that loves just me. We'll hop a plane by Paris, visit London town and all. Then we'll fly on to Bombay and see the great Taj Mahal. You'll agree that this romance is very wise, for true love really magnifies and goes on endlessly. We'll hop a plane bound for Paris, visit London town and all. Then we'll fly on to Bombay and see the great Taj Mahal. You'll agree.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. All right, so who is that? 1960 on Dilly. All right. And it has something in common with everything else we've played tonight. And at the end of the night, I'll reveal all, and including the theme. And yeah, I know, they all sound incredibly different. Well, maybe a few of them don't, but they have a big commonality. And what would that be? All right, so 888-876-5593. Karen is in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hi, I want to try the new question.
Good.
Okay. Comb their hair.
No.
Brush their teeth.
No.
Send a text message.
No.
Make a phone call.
Nope.
Go to the bathroom.
Nope. One more.
Take a coffee break.
Nope.
But okay,
nice
fine.
Try. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, absolutely. So on average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man on average does this 3.6 times a day. Does what? And this was according to the Dallas Morning News that reported this statistic. I'm not 100% sure where they get this stuff, other than maybe overactive PhD students who need a dissertation on something. But on average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man on average does it 3.6 times a day. Does what? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And if you recognize the theme, or even one of the artists, really good. So after we're talking to TJ, while the commercials were playing or something, I looked up Bobby Miller. I said, you know, I've got to be able to find this guy one way, because, you know, as I say, when you look for him online easily, what it tells you, of course, is he's a co-writer and a writer of a lot of Dell stuff, including Stay in My Corner, who's a co-writer. So I found his obit, sorry to say. Died in 2020. His final destination, actually, he died 2019, December 24th, Christmas Eve 2019, at home in Knoxville, in the company of his loving wife. But he was born in Knoxville, actually, graduated from Austin East there, and then joined the armed forces, and then wound up in Chicago. And he was a songwriter and record producer with Chess Checker Cadet, and helmed several hits, as I mentioned, the Dells co-writing Stay in My Corner. And also, after the death of Leonard Chess in 1969, Bobby left for Motown. And he was a multi-instrumentalist and played a number of things. And his roots, like many, stemmed right from the church. And his resume includes working with Renard Minor. All right, so Renard some night can call us and tell us all about him. And Clarence Satchel also, and Marshall Jones from the Ohio Players and others. And Leslie, his wife, survived and had a few daughters and sons and all that. So that's the deal on Bobby Miller. But so rest in peace, Bobby. But I know that Renard would know exactly who that is, and that's who did what did we play by Bobby Miller, The Big Question, 1964 on Constellation. So he didn't write it, All right. So but it fits perfectly within our theme. And we'll have one more before the night is over, and then I will share with you the theme, which, yeah, it just came to me last night. Yeah, like a burst of inspiration at about 3:15 in the morning. And I got up and said, yeah, these are the ones I'm going to pick. So there you go. Now, on average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man on average does it 3.6 times a day. Does what? That's our question. But you can have your own theme, and Sky can be absolutely the limit on that. So what else do we would? Oh, Belita Woods would have turned 75 today. Yeah, well, you know I'm going to have to play That's When I'll Stop Loving You, one of my all-time favorites, 1969 on Moira. Just a perfect record all the way around. And she was in Brainstorm also. Yeah, You Put a Charge in My Life? Yeah, but I'll tell you, That's When I'll Stop Loving You. That's the one. So, yeah, I thought that was just wonderful. So I didn't realize she was no longer with us, but she died early, 2012, in Detroit of heart failure, just 63 years old. How sad. Weird Al Yankovic turned 64 today. All right. He grew up in Linwood. That explains a lot, really. So if you're from Los Angeles, you know exactly what I mean. But he was born in Downey. All right. Grew up in Linwood. I'd like to know how that happened. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And some night I'll explain the deal with Linwood. All right. So Chuck in Kentucky. Chucky in Kentucky. All right, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning, ma'am.
How are you?
Doing pretty well. I've had the flu, and I'm just about over it, so good about that.
Oh, good, good. So it's recovering, and you're on the mend. Excellent.
Yes ma'am. Yes.
All right. So what are we working on here?
Well, I apologize for not knowing the exact title of this segment, but I'd like to guess what the men and the women do.
Okay. On average, a woman does it 5.2 times a day. A man does it 3.6 times a day. Does what?
Curse.
Oh, nice, but not right. I like that answer. It's just not right.
Yeah. Well, it was fun just guessing.
Yes, you know? It was a great answer, too. I highly approve of that answer. I wish it was right, and I hope you'll call me again.
I will, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank
appreciate
you very
it. Much. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I say Chucky from Kentucky. There used to be a disc jockey years ago in the 50s. Chucky from Kentucky. So, in any event, James on the South Side, welcome to WGN Radio again. He's back.
How are you doing? I know I said that before, but I was going to take a couple of stabs at this new question.
All right. Go for
and
it.
And I'm going to say, looks in the mirror?
Nope.
Basically presses the accelerator on the in the car?
Nope.
I'm going to say engages in gossip?
Nope. That's three.
Okay, I'm going to say has a office affair.
That's four.
Okay, I'm going to say I don't know. Well, I mean, it worked for the last one. Sex.
Boy, there's some Randy people out there. No, that's five.
Okay. I'm going to say goes. Okay. Proclaims they're going to go on a diet.
Talk to you later.
Oh, I wanted to try one of those on a song.
Yes.
Did you play either Perry Cuomo?
Nope.
Or Frankie Avalon?
Nope, neither. But when you hear the theme, those are hilarious guesses. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it, especially Perry Como. All right, thanks. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I'll get a kick out of Perry Como. No. All right, last song for our theme is coming up in moments, and then we got guesses. We've got guesses from Naoto from Japan. In fact, let's do that now because Japan's a far cry away. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN.
Well, thank you.
So what do you think?
Well, I think Roll knows.
Nope. Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Any other guesses?
Love Eyes?
Nope.
Sneeze?
Nope.
Yawn?
Nope.
Drink Water?
Nope.
I had five. No, right.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you, Neo.
Yes.
All right. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Speed up. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. All right, so who is that? That's our last bumper stumper. I thought it was a beautiful record. 1967 on Wand. Yes, and she's related to someone else we played tonight. So there. No, it wasn't Bobby Miller either. All right, so 888-876-5593. In the next 5 minutes, I'll explain the theme. But let's see what we can do real quickly. We're going to do charts with Eric and Eric from Decatur. So, Eric, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hello, Raleigh. Yeah, let me say real quickly, when you was talking to Johnny B earlier about that song, Gunga Din, and it really is a poem, I believe. Yeah, but yes. Here's the version. Jim Croce recorded it, and it's on an album called The Faces I've Been. And it's definitely, you know, if you look on YouTube, it's worth checking out and listening to, because he just strolls right through it. One of those songs, it's one of those songs, the best thing, and that brings up one more quick thing, the best thing I can liken it to, okay, I'm sure you know, the number one, the huge mega crossover hit in 1960 that put Marty Robbins on the map, El Paso, it was huge. I mean, it basically started his career, because it was such a blockbuster. Anyway, but that song, it's almost like, and I used to do it at karaoke, it's like from the start of that song, you've got 5 minutes of one sentence. I mean, that's a little over-exaggeration, but that song, you know, by Marty Robbins in 1960, from the time it starts till the time it ends, it just flows, one line after. And I brought it up because Jim Croce's version of Gunga Din is like just as the same way, and it's a beautiful story. And unlike Marty Robbins, Jim Croce's version of Gunga Din only lasts about 3 minutes, but it's worth checking out.
All right. Well, there's also, by the way, when you mention El Paso, don't forget about the Steve Martin video on an elephant. All right. So.
Oh, that's just,
all right.
I respect the song too much for that. Respect the song.
I thought it was a great bathroom record, long enough that I could actually get out of the studio. All right, so we're going to do...
Many DJs said that. Okay.
Yeah, it's all true.
Yeah, 67. All right. You picked the week.
Okay, I'll just pick this week.
Okay.
All right. Number one, To Sir With Love.
To Sir With Love, that would be Lulu.
Number two, The Letter.
The Box Tops.
Number three, Never My Love.
The Association.
Number four, How Can I Be Sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you? All together now, Nick.
Oh, and I know I'm going to guess it wrong.
No, you'll be.
What would it be this song?
Be very
upset.
This
might be what I missed.
Oh, you'll be very upset. The Young Rascals. Number five, Expressway to Your Heart.
Oh, that's got to be Sam and Dave.
No, it's the Soul Survivors. On Crimson.
I missed two. Uh-oh.
That's
all right. I better make up.
You can miss one more. Number six, okay. Soap opera. It Must Be Him. Dear God, let it please be him, or I shall die.
Oh, yeah. Very good at Miss Vicky Carr.
Yes, afraid so.
I knew that one all day long. Yeah. I love that.
Well,
good.
See.
Anyway, you've talked about her before.
Number seven, Soul Man.
That one of the ones that I one of the ones I said before, Sam and Dave.
Yes, number eight, Little Old Man.
Uh-oh, this one's gonna Little Old Man.
Yeah, Uptight, Everything's All Right, Little Old Man.
Oh, yeah. The only cheating I did was because I listened. That's Bill Cosby.
Yes, number nine. Number nine, Gimme Little Sign. And
Brenton Wood.
Yes, absolutely Brenton right.
Wood.
And number 10, Your Precious Love.
Number 10. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful ballad.
And it's a duo.
Precious. Oh, it is?
Oh, it is absolutely a duo on Tamla.
The only thing I can think of is Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
And we have a winner. All right. You got good enough. You won. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So now I think I better get to it here. Let's put Eric and Decatur on hold so John can get the address. And let me tell you some things. And then if we have some time after it, we'll take a couple of calls. But all the records we played, you ready? The Belairs did My Yearbook, 1958 on Decca. Nolan Chance did She's Gone and She Won't Be Back. You might know him with Just Like the Weather, 1965 on Constellation. The Duke of Earl, You Left Me. And, of course, the Duke of Earl, as you know, was Gene Chandler. But on the label on VJ in 1962, it says The Duke of Earl. Mickey Tillman did I Have Chosen You, 1958 on VJ. Bobby Miller, as we mentioned, did The Big Question, 1964 on Constellation. It was Fran Oliver, Tomorrow May Not Come, 1968 on BBS. The Esquire did Listen to Me, 1967 on Bunky. Oscar Boyd and the Calvays did So Bad, 1959 on Checker. Mill Evans did I Got to Have Your Love, 1966 on Constellation. It was the Foster Brothers, none of whom were brothers, who did Land of Love, 1960 on Dilly. And, Betty Moorer did Speed Up. And Betty Moorer, you should know from the last name, related to the brothers who were all in the Esquires. So Speed Up, 1967 on Juan. She was their older sister. All right, so what is the commonality? Every one of these songs was written or co-written by Bunky Shepherd. And what was amazing to me about that, of course, we could have easily done songs which Bunky Shepherd produced. We could have done hundreds of them. Or we could even do, you know, songs that were on Bunky Shepherd labels and, you know, or labels which he did A&R or whatever. But he was a fine songwriter, so there are 11 songs written by Bunky Shepherd. So that's our theme. Now, on average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man on average does it 3.6 times a day. That will be our straggler, and we will pick it up right there. It may be 2 weeks, though, because I think next Monday is a very abbreviated show. Tomorrow's show abbreviated by an hour, so we'll talk to you about 11 Central. I hope you'll join me then. Apologies to Sherry and Naoto and Paulette that we didn't get to, but we've got Monday Night Trivia every Monday in one form or another. Call early. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.